Council pledges to take action on mouldy and damp rented homes. Calderdale Council is promising action to stop people having to live in mouldy homes. It says it will work with landlords to make sure rented houses across the borough meet required standards. The council estimates around 2,300 homes could need essential work. It will be investigating homes that are not energy efficient enough, and landlords who do not make necessary improvements could be fined up to £5,000. Councillor Scott Patient, Calderdale Council's Cabinet Member for Climate Change and Resilience, said the council is aware landlords may be struggling because of the rising cost of living. It's estimated that over 2,000 privately rented properties in Calderdale don't meet national energy efficiency standards, he said. We want to do all we can to change this and support residents facing increased energy bills from trying to heat inefficient homes. Improving energy efficiency not only brings financial benefits, but improvements can also be made to the quality of life of our residents, whose physical and mental health can be severely impacted when living in a cold home. Landlords can also benefit from lower ongoing maintenance costs, higher tenant satisfaction, and a more desirable property that has an increased market value. We do understand that landlords are struggling due to the cost of living and are unable to carry out expensive improvements in the properties they own. Landlords may also be struggling to carry out essential repairs needed. However, we urge both landlords and residents to get in touch to find out more about the support available to carry out the necessary and important improvements. Around 16,000 households in Calderdale are privately rented and should meet the minimum energy efficiency standards, brackets MEES, regulations, which state that privately rented properties should have an energy performance certificate, brackets EPC, rating of E or above. More energy efficiency in a home can lead to lower indoor temperatures in the winter months, and in some cases mould or mildew. Exposure to these conditions has been associated with a number of health conditions, also exacerbating existing problems and impacting on mental health.